USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inflation trend in the United States is squashing lower-income American families across the country. The Producer Price Index, which measures prices that businesses receive for their goods and services, surged 8.6% in September. President Biden on Thursday signed legislation temporarily raising the government's borrowing limit to nearly $29 trillion, saving America from defaulting, but only until December. Another scientist has pushed back against the doom and gloom of climate change peddlers from the United Nations and other governmental agencies. Dr. Leslie Woodcock, a professor at the University of Manchester School of Chemical Engineering and Analytical Science, is a former NASA scientist. In an interview, he laughed off man-made climate change as nonsense and a money-making industry for the green lobby. The term climate change is meaningless. The Earth's climate has been changing since Earth was formed a billion years ago, he said. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A domestic violence case in China is very disturbing. Wendy King reports.
A court has sentenced a man to death for murdering his wife, setting her on fire while she was live streaming on China's form of TikTok last year. 30-year-old Tibetan blogger and mother of two, who used the name Lamo on China's version of TikTok, was a social media star with hundreds of thousands of followers on her broadcast. Her ex-husband, Tang Lu, set her on fire while she was doing a live stream from her father's home on September 14, 2020. She died from her injuries a half month later. The court said the homicide was extremely cruel. The murder also followed Lamo refusing to remarry Tang, whom she divorced in June of 2020, after 11 years of marriage. She said Tang reportedly assaulted her. After her death, China's President Xi Jinping gave a speech to a United Nations conference, saying the protection of women's rights and interests must become a national commitment.
USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The mother of the woman killed by U.S. Capitol Police on January 6th, Ashley Babbitt, called her daughter's death a murder. Mickey Whithoff on Newsmax.
I'm, you know, hanging in there day by day. Outraged as well. I was at work and my daughter-in-law called me. So all the way home, I was hoping that it was a rubber bullet and that it was not my daughter. So, you know, you run a lot of things through your head.
The Defense Department has decided not to allow the Air Force veteran to be buried with military honors usually afforded by all honorably discharged personnel.
They didn't justify it. It was just decided by Colonel, I can't remember his last name, I don't have it in front of me, but somebody from the Air Force decided that because of her participation in January 6th, she would not be eligible. It's an outrage like so many other things. You know, my daughter was a proud patriot protesting and not an insurrectionist, and I just think that that narrative should cease to be pushed forward for any of our political prisoners, my daughter especially included.
President Trump at a rally on January 3rd.
And by the way, who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who shot Ashley Babbitt? We all saw the hand. We saw the gun.
My daughter believed enough in the fact that the election was stolen to go to Washington, D.C. with so many other patriots that are there that are still suffering. And I feel like they tried to squash a movement that day, but I feel like they've made my daughter's voice louder.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.